Hello all, I am Ashok and you are listening to my first podcast series, Innermost Circle. This is episode 5 and the title is Siblathon. I remember vividly you standing outside the gate in your red dress, ready to be reunited with your family. I am not sure if I made you feel warm at home and helped you in getting adjusted to the new place. But I had a company. It was bright Sunday afternoon. You and I accompanied Mother to terrace to pick the dry clothes. Few clothes were fallen on the door awning, sajja as we call it. You climbed down to pick the clothes. I followed you blindly. In a matter of seconds, you fell from sajja on the washing stone, 4 feet from the sajja. I sat in one corner and cried. I was not sure if I was crying because you were hurt or because I was left alone there for a long time. I believe you were rushed to the hospital at once and received few stitches on your head. Thank God it was not a major injury. I did not understand the gravity of the situation then. I was barely 5 years old. All I knew was that you went through a painful situation. We grew up going to this same school. Our journey from home to school and school to home gave us time to bond. Our greatest source of entertainment at home was our neighbor's TV. We could watch the neighbor's TV from our house. We eagerly waited for weekend top 10 songs and Chitrahar. Our neighbor auntie would allow us to watch the program from our house if she was in a good mood. Otherwise, she would shun off by pulling all the curtains. At times, audio recreation was better than nothing. We had few good common friends who would spend time with us during the weekends and summer holidays. Our Adams Peaks trek in Sri Lanka will be one of the best moments spent together. The peak stands tall at 7,359 feet. We wanted to trek up the previous evening and see the sunrise from the peak. Unfortunately, weather did not favor our plan, but that did not deter our trekking expedition. The next morning, we hired a cab and started to the base of Adams Peak. I knew how courageous we were to start the trek with our journey back home next early morning. It took us about an hour and a half to reach the destination. The peak was still not visible from the base. Such was its topography. We started the trek. I immediately realized my blunders. Heavy backpack, DSLR camera weighing 1 kg, and worst of all, I wore a very tight pants. My pant caused the utmost friction and made the trek treacherous. I dumped my bag with a street vendor, asking him to take care of them. I trusted a stranger to take care of my belongings. This was a classic example on when on a journey, the weight you carry matters. Even in life, the weight of our relationship matters when we venture out to do something. The lighter, the better. As we started trekking, we were talking about how steep the steps were. The steps were excruciatingly steep. There were hardly any visitors, probably because it was weekday. We saw a couple of odd visitors on their way back. We realized that we had started late. Ideal time would have been to start early in the morning and return to the base by noon. Luckily for us, the weather favored us on that day. It was cloudy. We started exploring flora. The myriad colors were such a delight to watch. One foreigner lady was bringing her way back. She was such a powerhouse of energy. While you and I huffed and puffed our way up, the flora was dense and thick. At one point, I was wondering what would we do if a wild cat were to attack us. I have always had wild imagination. We had carried water and bananas with us. The trek proved how important it is to consume the resources judiciously. We started inquiring with visitors on their way back how farther the peak was. They encouraged us that it is close by and we could do it. We could see other peaks by now and the misty clouds moving around the peaks. What a magnificent sight. It was a priceless view, pure bliss. I agree with people who claim that all precious things in life come free. As we trekked, we encountered a stream. The water was clear and unadulterated by humans. By then, we had run out of water in our bottles. We drank the water from the stream to satiate our thirst. With energy reserve refilled, we continued our trek. By 2 p.m., the peak still not in sight. The next morning, early departure was weighing heavily on us. We saw other peaks which were visible amongst the dark gray clouds. I cannot explain how dense the vegetation was up there. We sat and soaked in sights surrounding us. The clouds started turning gray with one or two thunders. We decided it would be prudent to head back as it would be late night by the time we reached our homestay bungalow. We had not reached the peak, but we were contented with our trek. This is a classic example of journey being a lot more beautiful and enjoyable than the destination. If you enjoy your journey and cherish it, the destination does not matter so much. This has been my learning. It started pouring by the time we reached the base location. Luckily, our umbrella came to the rescue. It poured heavily just before reaching the base. Though we could not witness the shrine foot in the peak, we have left enough footprints of ours to last forever. During our onward journey to Adam's Peak, we witnessed many valleys and lakes which were so beautiful. One sight caught our imagination was the African tulip tree with a dash of green and orange color splashed. How do you convey to trees and plants that their presence brightens our thought process and inspires us? Our weekend walk is always to look forward. A lot is said during the 10 kilometers walk without uttering a single word. It is true that most of the time silence conveys more than words or actions. I have experienced this and I'm sure you too have. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Looking forward for your feedback. Episode 6 is now available. Happy listening. Cheers. With lots of love, Ashok.